Andra's newest works, Alps, is a series that debuts at the New Museum and lends their title to this exhibition. Although they are not meant to be climbed, these aqua resin panels flank the walls of the fourth floor gallery like preposterous indoor rock climbing walls. Their craggy geometric forms jut like crystalline growths. Cast in their surfaces are pouches of bodily mass in the shape of inflatable toy skeletons. They appear suspended like flies in a web, or again, like fossilized bog bodies. Other skeletal cavities, including eye and nose sockets, perforate the surface together with colored penis-shaped climbing holds cast in marbled colors as a kind of tribute to the tie-dye rainbow hippie aesthetic of so many indoor climbing walls. Andra's Alps also denote a specific geographic feature, of course, the European mountain range that forms a major natural barrier, and one that has become even more symbolic in light of current efforts by migrants to cross into Western Europe. Seen in this regard, and alongside Andra's marble Roma women, Alps could be read as a commentary on the impulse to guard and fortify borders. As artificial walls, I think they could also represent a strange kind of sexual encounter, with peaks that could be mounted but not surmounted, with eye sockets that are like vacant peepholes, and with phallic grips that seem to entreat us to confuse a grip with a grope. Both penetrable and forbidding, Andra's Alps remind us of the dangerous codependence of desire and its abnegation, and like so many of her works, embodies a contradiction that furnishes us with a telling allegory.